Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Connecting, representing, celebrating. Joy 94.9.
We were chatting on the break. Amy, you've got a question you would like to throw?
I do. Earlier, Michael, you said that the process from when Amanda offered this amazing opportunity to getting Harper 11 weeks ago, how long did that process take and what kind of things were involved during that process?
It was 4 years end to end, or four and a half, I think it was. So it was a long process. It was 2010, wasn't it? 2011.
Yeah, 41 months.
Wow.
And, sorry, so the kinds of steps, what we found was there's a lot of waiting in the process. So because we didn't know the things we needed to do, we spent a lot of time waiting to be told the next thing to do and doing that thing. And then once that was done, they'd tell us the next thing to do. And it's actually, it all flows relatively smoothly. Like when you look at it from the future, looking back, it actually makes sense, the things that they get us to do, if possibly a bit of overkill.
Sure.
But if you set yourself out at the beginning to do them all, they would take much less. So I would have thought, you would think the process could be done in 2 years end to end. It's still a more involved mm-hmm. process than the overseas process. I was very surprised that when Tez did the trip over to Thailand at how easy it was going to be after we'd just gone through our process here in Victoria. But there's a lot of aspects of this role process over here that I really like, that protect the interests of Harper, and everything they do is about protecting Harper's best interests, to be fair, and that's you know, beneficial and to be applauded.
Oh, absolutely. So do you think that the process will now improve for couples in the future?
I think the only way it'll improve is by people understanding it better. So as I alluded to earlier, we would happily talk with couples who are doing or looking at this process to help them navigate through more efficiently. The feedback we gave to IVF was that you need to provide better run sheets or better process flows or better documentation to say these are the things you need to do, so prep now. And even to the quarantining point that Terry has talked about is, you know, let us know about the quarantining, we'll do that, but while we do everything else, let us know about counselling, we'll start that now, we'll start our police check process, we'll do all those things that take time while other things are happening.
And you get excited, like, and then find out, oh, now you've got to go and, you know, you've got to go into the specimen room and do your thing, and then that 6 months, we would have been chopped up onto that 5 months before if we hadn't known it was going to delay. You know, you just, that information.
And they have the information, but it's not put to you in a way that makes sense at the time, because at the point in time when you're starting the process, you're thinking about the end point, but you should be focusing on the next 6 months. And that bit they didn't quite get right, I think.
So rather than someone guiding you through the process, you weren't really guided through until you got to the next step.
Yeah.
Which then delayed it further.
It was very much a step three, now I'll show you step four. You've done step four, you can do step five now. Ah, now you can do step six. And that was really a little bit, it was very broken up. And, you know, we have busy lives. We will work, obviously.
Sure.
Sorry.
No, I was just going to ask Amanda, where were you while all this process was happening? So did you sort of go through it with the guys?
Yeah. So there's loads of steps that you've got to do together, counselling and psychometric testing and 300 questions. Terry and I thought we'd fail. But we found out that we were scared of snakes.
Yeah, and interesting. And they said Michael was boring.
I believe it was Michael was perfect.
Same.
Well, it takes all sorts to make the world happening here. Yeah. So, did you and did that take a lot of your time? So, you know, you were talking about people offering to be surrogates. Like, you know, does it take a lot out of your life in terms of just leading up to it? Not so much the pregnancy, but
yeah, there's quite a number of appointments. So, as Michael said, if you knew in advance, that would kind of fit better. You could kind of work around, because you're working around doctors' timetables as well as your own. So it's a juggling act to kind of bring all that together in a really kind of efficient way. So yeah, there's a number of appointments, but it's not massive. You don't need to take a part-time job or anything.
So is there a place or an organisation where couples can actually go and find out how to begin this process?
Well, for a start, you're not allowed to advertise to be a surrogate. So this is the message. If you're going to do it, just do it. Like, that awareness has to be out there that you can do this for your friends, because you cannot advertise for this. At all.
That's interesting.
Yes.
You can advertise for an egg donor.
Yeah. Yes. But it's a very prescribed process, and only one way to do it in Melbourne, to advertise for an egg donor. To your question, I think there are some forums. I don't think there's a formal group as mm-hmm. such. And I think we've talked informally about whether we might either contribute or add information into a forum area to encourage those people who are considering it to actually, you know, go forward with the domestic option rather than an overseas option.
They do need to change the way it works. It is a bit silly.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the New Joy website and click on podcast to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.